Thanks for tuning in to LGR Reviews on the Let's Get Ready Network, the place for coverage of all the things you love. On this feed, we cover movies, TV, video games, and more. If you're interested in supporting the network, you can subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/LGR_network. And please leave a rating and a review of this episode. Enjoy the show, everyone.
What's up, guys? We are here to talk about because like we talked about this the last couple of weeks, is like I wasn't gonna look up how many episodes is the final episodes of the season of 30 Coins. It happened to be episode 8, and we're gonna talk about that and what went on during the episode and everything else. With that being said, all you people that come in while we're doing this live, and all the people that come in afterwards to watch, please hit that like and subscribe button for us. That'd be grateful. And before we even start talking about the episode, I'm going to go ahead, because we had a couple of different people with like different comments on some of our like past episodes and stuff like that, that I'm going to bring up. We got Wolf Goat here. 2 days ago, I thought Paco was in a dream world with the beer and a dream logic. Did you miss that in the show? Like, we'll just break it down because he's got a couple of points here. I didn't necessarily recognize it being like a dream state, because if it was, it was some kind of weird thing they did to where, you know, he got captured. You know, either way, if it was a dream to me, it would seem like he wouldn't have got captured, but maybe I missed something there. But I mean, what did you think about that, Caleb? Because like I said, if it was a dream, it's kind of weird how he still got captured. So he got captured in a dream. Like, yeah. And look, this show does some crazy shit, so I'm not denying that that probably wouldn't happen.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he was just kind of like in a trance. At least that's why I felt it like it was. Like, he was just kind of gonna succumb to like anything that he was gonna be.
I got you. Kind of like in a what do you call it? Like a dream.
Like when you're in a dream, like, you know you're in a dream, but you kind of just go with anything that's going on in that whatever you're dreaming about. That type of deal. And I guess the next question, did you miss that? It's got Satan,
which is literally said in the show, because he had a long post, so it was like literally said in the show, but also the coin metaphor, two sides.
Like you said, as two sides of the same coin. That is pretty much what they're trying to portray. There are separate beings. Obviously, we saw in this episode that they're obviously separate, but they are
they're not the same thing. So that's what I'm saying. Like with here, we'll go back to the first part of that comment here. God and Satan are the same being, ? Which is literally said explicitly, but also the coin metaphor. Look,
they're two separate things.
I never thought they were the same thing. Now I agree with the two sides of the coin,
The two sides metaphor. Of the same coin, that they're just on opposite sides of, but they're just kind of, you know, battling each other, like, I guess for eternity. You know, that's just what how this thing is kind of.
Well, I mean, for real, that's how all, like, we've always known from even like both all religious sides, right? Like, doesn't matter what religious background you got, if you believe in, say, God, it's always been like heaven and hell, no matter what version. Like I said, part of that, like Catholic or Christian or whatever, right? Islamic, Muslim, they all believe, and the story is pretty much the same way. It's all told in a different story, and you may believe different things or whatnot inside of that story. But the whole heaven and hell, opposites attract, like, you know, that kind of thing. You know, a lot of, and some other religions kind of have that, you know, with the yin and the yang and everything else. So, like, it kind of fits that same mold, even when you're not talking about this particular God, you know what I'm saying? But he did offer some things that I'm interested in after this, and me and you might get together maybe, especially one part of this. He said the director, creator, Alex Iglesias, has done some really good films. If you enjoyed 30 Coins so far, you really like his horror. He's got a couple of recommendations, Day of the Beast and witching and bitching are great fun. Dude, witching and bitching sounds fun. You know what I'm saying, bro? You know what I'm saying? I'll add, there's a lot of great Spanish film in general. I dig their humor. And like, yeah, I mean, that's one of the things, that's one of the things, yeah, that me and you have carried on about. We love the way like they do stupid shit. Like, so mm-hmm. far, at least in this show right here, right? Like, well, we both like that. We both dig it. We both get entertained by it. So I'm definitely down to like go through and actually watch, you know, his film. You know, with us being here in America, sometimes we, you know, we dumb. Sometimes we don't get cultured up enough. One of my favorite zombie films is actually made by, and I was like shocked and amazed. If I'm not mistaken, it's French. And it was a movie called The Horde. It was one that was done in a different language as well. Yeah. But yeah, like The Day of the Beast and Witching and Bitching. You know, I mean, Witching and Bitching. I can't believe I ain't never heard of this movie. So like, I'm probably going to have to watch it. I've been talking about doing something that I enjoy. It's kind of been tough doing the news and stuff like that around movies and stuff like that. Like, that's why we've been kind of just doing more reviews and stuff like that of things we've been watching over here. It's just tough to talk about some of the news stuff, man. And like, you got to be careful every little second you say anything or somebody's feelings going to get hurt and shit, no matter what side it's about or what side it's against. So like, yeah, I haven't really been making a lot of news stuff here, but it's kind of still fun to go through and watch some of these shows and just give you like your, you know, critique and everything else. Not even really critique, you know, us here, we just kind of watch stuff, we have fun with it, and then we just kind of get together and talk about it. So it's not as much of a critique, it's just us like enjoying a show and wanting to share that joy with other people. But definitely, man, I gotta go and watch some. I love horror, so basically what I'm hinting at is I'm probably gonna start doing more of a horror centric, like going in and like even old school horror, maybe some new stuff coming out, kind of deep diving into those kind of films and stuff like that. Something that I really super enjoy and everything. So I always have something to talk about. And that's one of my favorite things to talk about, that in Star Wars. But yeah, dude, would you be interested in watching like one of his films, Day of the Beast or The Witching and Bitching? I'm pretty sure you're down for Witching and Bitching.
If it's similar to, you know, the same type of style, you know, when, you know, just throwing out kind of different wild, crazy stuff that, you see in this show, I'm sure his other movies are kind of similar to that, you know, that different type of just the way it looks. I really like and enjoy the way this 30 coins looks. It's just fun. It's fun with those other films, and yeah, definitely be down.
All right, and we also had a comment from one of our other episodes as well. Love the writing, was hilarious in the episode. Is this hell? If you're here, then yes, quite a compliment. Thank you. And then the scene where Antonio is explaining about the multiverses and the Beatles not breaking up, and she asked him, how do we stop it? Well, we can kill Yoko, that'll help. Oh my god, I was rolling. Like, that kind of stuff right there was funny. That's from like a few episodes back,
yeah,
and everything else. Like I told people, man, if y'all come in there, y'all leave a comment down, even if it's on one of our older episodes for the season, we'll pull it up here and talk about it. Matter of fact, if you make comments on this episode, I'll make a bonus episode where maybe we talk about the whole season as a whole and not just the episode. So if y'all want to leave some comments down on this one right here, or even some of the older ones, we can go back and kind of do like a whole season review and all of that with some of your comments. So like I said, do that. Do the like and subscribe thing for us. And thank you to the Patreons, like I always say. We'll have them up at the very beginning of the recording. But yeah, Caleb, man, what'd you think about this last episode, dude? Like, did you enjoy the whole thing? What, you know, hits or misses, or like, where are you standing at? Like, if you gave this a scale 1 to 10, what do you give this episode particular?
Well, on the weird scale, I would give it like a 20, because what the
hell? Oh god, yeah, this yeah. Give it like a 20, dog. Give it like a 20.
Like, what the hell? Like, I just threw out stuff that I didn't think was gonna happen, but they definitely went there. But yeah, just enjoyment factor too. It was. I definitely enjoyed it, because I just like, you know, really those weird type of stuff like that they went there. But yeah, I mean, yeah, just crazy.
I agree with you, man. I agree with you. And we both said this multiple times. There's a lot of repeats, because like, it's just the same kind of feel. The weirdness, the funny parts, all this stuff combined is like, this is just something that you turn your brain off and you enjoy. Yeah, Did the spaceship look stupid in this episode? Kind of. You know what I'm saying? Did the eyeball coming from the sky at the very end of the episode kind of look
that, I can't believe they actually just...
it was just an eyeball.
They actually just put an eyeball in the sky. That's what they went with. They just went with an actual eyeball.
They went with the literal eyeball, you know what I'm saying? Like, and it looked corny as hell. Like, yeah. Was the woman that was like the YouTube, like, you know, sensation or whatever that's been helping them on their mission... Did it take her 30 minutes in the episode to finally break through the glass? You know what I'm saying? Like, it took her ass forever. Yeah. Was that kind of corny to a certain point? It was meaningless
too, but anyways.
Like, and the other people are just looking at her. They're like inside the bang, can clearly see what she's doing, and they just stand there. Like, so, like, yeah, there are some corny things. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is a show you don't break down. You watch for fun, right? It's the same thing. Think about some of the most popular shows out there, you know, like any of the old school comedies. Like, we have a retro thing going on right here, the Rewatchers Councils, where they're going through and watching the Buffy the Vampire Slayer. There's some cheesy ass stuff in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You just watch it to have fun, right? And they throw in some good story points, you know, here and there, but you don't mind the cheesiness and stuff, because just whatever's happening, you're still having fun with it if you like that style. And that's the thing with this, is like, if you want to be nitpicky as hell, like, you can be nitpicky as all get out. But the problem, or not even the problem, but the thing is like, all the other stuff around it is so fun, and they kind of know where they're at. So when you see the cheesy shit, when I saw the eyeball, I wasn't like, where the hell is this coming from? It was like, of course, right? You know what I'm saying? When I first saw the alien spaceship,
I thought it was going to be a little bit different. And they just went with a just straight up
eyeball. It was a big ass eyeball, bro. And like,
but
when, well, I was going to say,
the fact that it was basically the eyeball, the God's eye is a portal to heaven. Like that's where I was like,
okay, but is that where we went truly? Is that where we went truly?
I'm going to say it's heaven just. It's, I mean, they're the people who are dead. I mean, it was Elena's husband, it was the cop who died. He's up there. I would assume just because they're dead, it's just like memories of, you know, good memories, and that's what heaven is, and that's where they went, that's where they landed.
Right. I don't know, man. It is kind of weird because they see this, like the thing that they see they're walking up to at the very end of the episode is the spaceship, and it's like, okay, so that's the spaceship. Some of them were on that spaceship. Now they're over here being differently. Did they? It's almost like that's. I'm curious to see if this is a different, like, because they brought it up. Like, the guy in our comments brought it up when the one Antonio's talking about the multiverse crap, whatever, right? I think that sets it up to where some of the people in that spaceship survive, they're actually there. The people in this other universe is like seeing the spaceship land. And that's why they're shocked, right? They're looking down.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, it's the exact, basically it looks like an exact copy of our Earth, but like in a different kind of timeline or whatever. So
reason why I say it's that, because why would Vergara go up there? Why would Vergara land there? Why would the guard be there? He's dead. You know, I mean, why would his soul be in another dimension if an alternate universe? All he did was die.
No, I'm saying that, like, in another dimension, he ain't dead. He isn't dead yet. Right?
Well, then why does he know Vergara? But why does he know that specific Vergara telling him that he's Judas? So that is him. That is him.
Yeah, but no, I mean, we're going to have to see what the hell they try to do. It's crazy, right? Because I get that, right? That, to me, was the biggest kicker at the end when, like, basically we are getting on this preacher who, like, saved everybody in season one and has been walking around like a damn, not like a zombie, he is a zombie, all of season two, is now Judas. He's been Judas the whole time. He's like the original guy that, like, sold out Jesus. So, like, is this a story of that guy, Judas, trying to, like, make up for his past deeds, like, trying to save everyone because he, like, screwed up and betrayed Jesus or whatnot? Like,
maybe.
Like, I mean, there's a lot to pick up and put down, man. There's like crazy shit. Like, dude, opening scene where the one girl, I don't even know how the hell she got special powers or whatever, but she's like slowing down experimenting the fan. On her. Yeah, exactly. So like experiment, she gets like some power. She's able to like, she's got enough power to where she's like holding this fan so it's not going super fast. And then one of those cats gets freaking slaughtered, man.
Yeah, the cop.
One of the best cop, death scenes of the season.
Chopped into pieces. And it was, yeah, it was a great thing because it's so unexpected. You just did not, we even followed this guy throughout the whole season and he just, bam, in the first 5 minutes of the episode, just died. I mean,
yeah, he just gets wiped out. I mean, lizards and gizzards and everything just sprayed out on everybody. Like, oh my God, dude. Like, that's some of the fun stuff that you have in the episode if you like that kind of thing. You know, like I said, we had the YouTube girl like banging on that glass for like 30 minutes. It seemed like forever. Like, she's trying to like break down the glass at the, you know, towards the end when they're getting to the climax. The dude's head, when it explodes, like from having to read the book so that they could survive, you know, in their little spaceship or whatever. Yeah. Like, and then whole dude, like, that is one thing. Paul Giamatti's character, do you think he's dead? Like, it was looking like his head was starting to like explode as well, but like,
because he looked at the book, so he has to be dead.
Yeah, but is it?
You don't survive that.
Right, but is it if you just look at the book or if you do it too long, right? Like, are you saying that just because he looked at it for those moments that he died, or?
Well, I also just don't.
I just didn't see.
I think it was just a one and done type of. I think he just wanted to do one season.
You think my man was running a little low on funds because of? You think my man was running a little low on funds because of COVID and he couldn't do some of these little things? He just jumped on the ship and said, "Hell yeah, I'll make a movie over here."
Yeah, I think he just he thought it was fun. He maybe watched the first season, thought it was cool, but he wasn't going to sign on for like, I'm going to be a long term, you know, character on this show.
You know, yeah. So, but I mean, like, yeah, there's a lot of crazy stuff like. I really don't know. Like, it would almost take a third season for me to know actually what truly happened here at the end of season two. Because like I said that I think maybe because they brought up multiverse or something along those lines in one of the earlier episodes that maybe they're trying to set it up.
Well, that's just one of the same. Like, you saw hell. We've seen hell throughout the season. And now we see heaven. I mean, that's the same thing. I mean, it's just in another dimension. Like, that's why they say it's below us or above us, because it's all right here. It's just in a different dimension. We can't see until we.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see. Like you said, you might be right. Like, right? Like, they got to actual heaven. Like, that was basically a portal to heaven. They get there. But, like, what's going to be, if they're in heaven, what's going to be the thing then, right? Like, is it going to be, you know, Satan coming to like invade heaven to like take it over or something? Like, I mean, what would be the story at that point?
Well,
if you're in heaven, like, you're not trying to actually there. Save the world.
Because he was, yeah, I mean, he was still there on earth, so I don't know if he can go over there. I don't know what's going to be the thing over there in heaven.
It'll be interesting to see if they get a season three. It'll be easy.
When the I guess this devil or the demon guy was coming when he came out, this is why I said I liked how this director just makes it look, because I thought that scene looked awesome. Just the
you talking about the background of the lightning and shit,
the like background and him. He just that was a dope ass scene. And then when Vigar was, I thought the whole thing looked really awesome.
Yeah, no, you can't. Okay, I was actually looking something up, but to go along with what you were saying, you can't knock the way, like, I don't think you can knock the way it's filmed, and I don't think you can knock a lot of the things on what it looks like, especially because they don't have the money, as you would say. But here's the thing, man. I think the blow up of budgets in these big movies has been happening, and then they've been failing, you know, is on the producers and studios' fault. Like, I really wanted to. I haven't been able to, and like it's got a really short release. I know. I think it's because of some contract thing. But Godzilla Minus One, like, looks amazing. You've seen the movie, right?
It was awesome. Yeah, I've seen it.
So,
yeah,
but it looks super good, right? Like, it's not just looking super good.
It looks like it's a big budget Hollywood film, but yeah.
Dude, they made it for $15 million. Now, I do think that there might be a little bit of a difference because of the money situation, because, you know,
but the director said it was actually lower than that. That actually is not true. That he came out and said that that with even less.
Okay, so season three, its renewal remains uncertain with no official announcement. Fans are anxiously awaiting the news for a potential third season, but as of now, there is no confirmation. Season two encountered delays, possibly because of COVID-19 and stuff like that, and geopolitical conflicts. Yeah, that is true. You know, like they have a different. That's one thing about Spain over there in Europe. They got shit going on over there that we don't have to worry about over here. It's not as close to us as far as the mainland. But, I mean, hey, we'll find out. I'd be interested in just watching a season three because I kind of want to know fleshed out what happened. Because, I mean, like I said, there's going to be a lot of guessing. You know, did the UFO drop down, you know, into the ground and they're in like a...
Yeah, where are the UFOs from? Like, where are the aliens that were in that? Like,
bro, there ain't no telling. I mean, but like I said, this is one of those shows you're having fun with, and it even looked goofy. Like they could have made a cooler looking spaceship, yeah. But they went old school, like directly old school style. You'd almost see it in a daggum cartoon or something. And I'm fine with it because of the way this show's done, and it's always been done, right? Like if that would have been thrown in like a big budget film at the end, them same things happening. Or even like to say a big budget show, like if that would have been thrown into a normal HBO series style show, you know, like House of the Dragon or something, I'd be like, what the hell? This is garbage. But because it's in this show with this kind of film, and like I said, they don't take themselves too seriously. And I think there's a little bit of magic that can happen with that, right? Like when you're not trying to be the most serious character on the block, and you know you're having fun and you're doing like weird stuff, and you got to take into account when you say you're an American and you're watching like a Spanish film or a Spanish show, you know, or anything overseas, they got a totally different outlook and a totally different culture and like a totally different set of like comedy that they think it is, right? Like, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe me and you just happen to align with their style. Like I said, I'm very interested in watching either the Day of the Beast, like the things we were recommended by Wolf Gold earlier, like the Day of the Beast or the Witching and Bitching. I mean, like I said, the Witching and Bitching is like one of the funniest names for a movie I've ever seen. I cannot believe. Listen, I have watched and known the name of a movie called Zombie Ass Toilet of the Dead. Okay. Like I've watched a movie called that. I literally watched it because of the crazy name. Because I wanted to be able to say that I watched a movie named Zombie Ass Toilet of the Dead. It was on Netflix back in the day. You probably could find it somewhere streaming or whatever, but it's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I just can't believe I've never heard of this movie before. I guess maybe it was just like a release in Spain. Hopefully whatever, like maybe I can find it on streaming or something somewhere. And at least they have like this English subtitles so I could read it. Like I said, they did do something different in season two here too, that I did enjoy. Was and it made it even more funny in some cases, was they actually did dub these in English, so you didn't have to read everything in this one right here. That makes it more strong. But like I said, I just think that there is some good stuff that could be made for way less money than what Hollywood in America is putting out there right now. Like you said, with the Godzilla thing and stuff like that, like looking is amazing. You thought you were watching a normal big blockbuster film. So how is it that it takes us $350 million to make maybe not even the same quality? I've heard people say that Godzilla Minus One looks better than some of the big budget films that we've even got this year.
Yeah.
Like not even just the story being really good, but like the actual look.
And yeah, the action when he's like actually destroying stuff and just the close-ups of him is just, you know, stunning. I mean, it looks really, really good.
Yeah, I've heard nothing but good things about it. But yeah, man, I mean.
Well, probably if you watch it, we need to review that because we should
do that. Oh, yeah, I'm down for it. I'm down for it. Although I like King Kong better. So I'm hoping this guy could do a King Kong. Like, this is part of that, like, what is it, Japanese, like, kind of like, this is part of that very long Godzilla series, technically, right? They call it, like, a certain name. And that's one of the reasons why the contract or whatever is different, is because they couldn't have a movie out the same time that the parent company has a movie out, or it's some weird thing. That's why they only have a couple weeks in the theater. But yeah, like Godzilla Minus One, isn't it part of like this bigger, like they call it some kind of series, and it's like a series of Godzilla movies.
It's its own thing. They always reboot it every so often, and it's just part of another reboot of it's a whole new thing.
But I love the guy. I would love the director that did this to pay as long as he respects my man, King Kong, giving like a King Kong, like a little fresh coat of paint. You know what I'm saying? Going and doing that, because I do think that those movies are super cool and super fun to watch and super good to have fun with. But I just think it's bullshit. Godzilla, like whatever reason, these writers, in most of the cases, not very good writers decide, oh, we're going to make Godzilla look cool. Bro, King Kong's better. He's got a thumb, dog. He's got a thumb and he can do cool wrestling maneuvers.
What does that matter?
It matters because he can do cool shit. Listen, what's cooler? He gets
killed by a plane.
What's cooler? Okay.
What's cooler? An indestructible beast of monster or a monkey that gets killed by a plane?
That's because of shitty writing. You can't blame King Kong for the writing. He can only do what he can.
It's a monkey. He can get killed.
But what's cooler? Some big lizard, which I
probably need to cut this part out of this review.
Listen, I'm just telling you right now. Yeah, you're right. You're right. It kind of went off into like a thing from 30 coins, because like given these foreign films and shows, like credit is what we're really trying to do.
We're just talking about foreign stuff that,
listen, I'm just saying.
It kind of relates.
I'm just saying. I mean, a big lizard shooting out of a blazer beam,
but that's okay.
And a macho man elbow drop. Macho man elbow drop wins every time, man. That's what I'm saying. Just saying. It's all like. But 30 coins, man. Anything else? I mean, like, there's just a bunch of action in this.
They put an alien spaceship in this shit. I mean, come on.
An alien spaceship came out of nowhere. The strongest glass I've ever seen. I mean, a woman was wearing combat boots and everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, we had the fan killing, which I think might be, I'm trying to think for the rest of the season, might be my favorite death in the series this whole year was the fan at the very beginning of this episode. I don't, man, even that dude's head exploding when they're inside the spaceship is pretty cool. But I give them props. The actors and stuff do their thing. Now, I will say, it was a little awkward for me because did you watch the English dub, or did you watch just the English subtitles on?
No, the English subtitles.
See, I watched the English dub, which did make, because of the voice acting thing, like did make them seem a little cheesier than they probably did in the actual show. I'm probably not going to watch it that way if they come up with a season 3. And I might even go back and watch it without the English dub on there. But I thought the acting, the directing, all this stuff was good. They threw a bunch of crazy shit in here, some of it for no reason at all. But that's part of the fun of the show. It's like, what they're going to do this week, how crazy it's going to be. And then they kind of keep that story going on. But it, like I said, it's crazy. We got the aliens. The aliens are real people, not because our government had a saint or an actual thing in the government talking about them. They're not real because of any of that. They're real because the gentleman that did 30 coins knew they were real the whole time. He decided to throw them in season 2 of 30 coins. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we got aliens, the proof that they're real. God's got the biggest eyeball of all time. You know what I'm saying? Satan just chills all the time. Like, Satan feels to me like a dude that's like, every time you see him come on screen, he just got through smoking a joint. You know what I'm saying? He's like laid back and calm, like even when it seems like he shouldn't be. I mean, think about it. The end of season 1, you had Home Dude like getting up out of his trap and everything to go tackle Home Dude to like cause that ending. And he's literally there with him. And he's just chilling in a chair. It shows that dude tackle Home Dude, they die. He looks over the window and like sees the people fighting over the coins. And he just goes and chills in a chair and like transforms into something else and leaves.
Yeah, he's more mostly just like a manipulator and just pushing, kind of playing, pushing things into place
which makes where sense.
He wants them to go. Yeah,
which makes
sense. But he's not really like I'm gonna go do this myself, or if he even can, just kind of, you know, gets into people's heads and makes them do what he wants, basically.
Yeah, like I'm just trying to understand Wolf Gold, and hey, Wolf Gold, if you're out there and you watch this thing. Because, like, just the way I'm reading this is, now I know he says, did you miss that in the show talking about Paco here? But he said, God, Satan are the same being, which is literally explicitly. Which is said explicitly, but also the coin metaphor, two sides. Well,
in this episode,
God and Satan technically kind of.
God and Satan, they're completely different, separate beings.
Oh yeah, they're definitely separate beings. Now, yeah. I don't know, like, I mean, hey man, we might ask the Spanish fans out there because they love the show and they're happy that two stupid Americans are doing a review of this thing. But like, with that being said, maybe he's trying to say it in a different way. I just don't understand. So if like he can explain himself a little better on that one, that'd be pretty cool, because like I said, God and Satan are definitely two different things. They're two different beings. Now, I do agree with the two sides of the coins metaphor, where basically they can be kind of, but basically they can be, maybe what I'm getting at what he's putting down is, and maybe I can agree with this, is that the coin metaphor and his metaphor would be a coin, even though it's got two sides, it's still the same coin. So maybe he's saying that like God is like God and Satan are basically the same person. But like when you see Satan, that's the Satan part of God. And when you see like the big eyeball, I guess it's like, or the other part of God, it's like, even they're the, like the same kind of being, but like kind of like God chooses what side to be on, like the Satan side, right? To like maybe manipulate something. And then like, cause it was weird. Satan kind of almost was on in a way kind of helping God during this sort of, he didn't want the world to end kind of thing. And I would assume, I mean, I don't know. We haven't had God portrayed as a character. And I don't even know if you can have God portrayed a character in this stuff, because like we just saw how big his eyeball is. I mean, so he's like, he's super huge. Of course, obviously with his power, I'm guessing God could just come to Earth in like a human form. But it would be cool if they do a season three that we get to see a representation of what God is, right? Like maybe he can do some things. Maybe he can manipulate some stuff or whatever.
Well, Jesus. Jesus has gotten human form, at least in.
Well, like Christian. In religion, but like, I mean, are you saying Jesus is coming back over here to this, wherever they showed up
at? I mean, they do reference Jesus. I mean, that was Jesus' blood in that staff.
Yeah. And he breaks it and then he lowers it. Bro, there's still a zombie too. Yeah, we didn't even talk about he had a badass. We'll go ahead and throw this in there too. He had a badass fight scene where he's like going in here to commandeer a damn motorcycle, and I guess some gangbangers or whatever they're called like shows up. It's like, you ain't taking this motorcycle, and he gets shot in the face. So the rest of the show, he's got this like evil grin on the whole time, because like part of his lips and face are gone now because the bullet like scraped it off. But then he ended up kicking that guy's ass and taking the motorcycle anyway.
You know, I don't think we even talked about Paco. I mean, talked about a little bit.
Yeah, Paco's ass is like, he succumbed. He got,
my God, you know, he was just a, like a dumb zombie guy for like a part of it. Just like,
bro, how weak are you?
All season.
I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass. I'm going to give him a little bit of a pass because it looked like she was like controlling, manipulating. I mean,
he was. That's why I said he was like in a zombie type of, you know, mind control. But it was just, I don't know. It was just kind of dumb.
Bro, he's weak, man. He saw the kid.
And then,
but because of the way Paco's been for two seasons, basically, I don't think they even need to put in the show that he was like being overtaken and controlled by her with special powers, right? Because he is a dumbass. Okay. It's all she had to do was play that trick, right? Play that trick of like, hey, baby, you know, like when I was like, it seemed like we was in the dirt and everything would be over and you started messing with that hoochie, right? I really was pregnant and I was trying to tell you, and this is our kid now, right? I think if she would have just did that with no magic, none of that crap, no manipulation, well, she would have been manipulating him, but not with any kind of magic, right? I think he would, his dumb ass would have fell for her. I think he would have chose to be with her. Now, when he sees Elena later
and
on,
and of course, it breaks when she kisses him. Of course, it just has to.
Bro, that's they threw an animated. Like, that's how cheesy this shit is. It's like they even threw in this animation part. It would look like, I don't know, like a thing of like an old school like Disney story.
Well, that was from the movie they were watching. They were watching the movie in the whatever.
Yeah, the hotel that's room right.
That they were in. So it was just like a memory. But yeah, and just the fact that, of course, it was going to be Drew Love's kiss that breaks him out of the spell. Yeah, that's.
And it doesn't even seem like for anything, man. Broke him out of the spell for what? Because he basically dead. You know what I'm saying? Like, are like, because
whatever they went into is going to protect them. They went into these statues things.
Yeah, but that's why I'm saying they might be in another dimension. Because do you believe Paco and them are out there reliving the almost exact same kind of situation?
No, I'm saying, but that it's one and the same. Like the other dimension is, that's why I said heaven and hell is just another dimension.
But you're saying that Paco and them are in heaven, and it ain't like they're just those Pacos and stuff are obviously like super fake. They don't really exist. They're just in part of a heaven.
Yeah, because they're just a memory of whoever died, whatever memory that is.
Okay.
You know, because clearly that's a memory. Clearly that's a memory of what happened in the past in Pedraza. So obviously that probably isn't, you know, they're not all real. Whoever is thinking of that or dreaming of that, whoever heaven that is, you know, it's all... they're not really their souls.
I've said this a couple times too, man, about this kind of show. It's like you I do like to speculate sometimes and like put two and two together, but there was no hint at all that a freaking spaceship was flying out of nowhere, you know. And then they do the opposite thing where they literally tell you there's going to be the eye of God, you know, looking down upon us, and you're thinking, okay, well, God will just show up and it'll be a totally different thing, but they're just calling it that, or they're just saying this and everything else. But no, literally,
it's literally just an eye.
It's an eyeball. And so, but that's one thing kind of good about the show, too, is because they throw different things at you, and like some things are kind of obvious. Or once you see it, you're like, oh, yeah, they just went ahead and went with an eyeball. You know what I'm saying? Like, or they find a spaceship somewhere and are getting out of there in a spaceship that's been there for like 3,000 years. So, like I said, put two and two together. If you do watch this, please put your comments down below on what you think the ending meant, right? And do that for us. And like I said, if we get a couple of comments that's worth talking about, we'll jump. I will, and maybe Caleb will join me, and we'll jump on here and do like a last kind of like talk about what we think about the whole season and the final episode, what it means. You know, and maybe along with some of you guys' comments and stuff. So leave those down below. And with that being said, man, till next time, peace. I gotta hit the right button.